The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, Congressman William Timmons for our Tuesday with Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing great. I hope you're well.
I am. Thank you, sir. Let's start with the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett for the Supreme Court vacancy. That should have been the story of the weekend, but the mainstream media was too focused on the New York Times article about the president's taxes. Now, Senator Graham says that they're going to move forward with the confirmation of Judge Barrett. Your thoughts on the president's nominee?
I think she is supremely qualified. You see what I did there?
Pun intended.
Yes, sir. No, Judge Barrett has a lifetime of legal scholarship, and she is unquestionably qualified. The Democrats are going to go crazy during the hearing, but that is to be expected. I even saw a Boston professor, University of Boston professor, say that she was a racist for adopting two children from Haiti. I mean, the world's gone crazy in 2020. There's not much that can surprise me these days.
Yeah, I saw that report too. I mean, it is nuts that you have a family who's adopted these two kids, given them a life that they would have never been able to have in Haiti, and she's criticized for that. Of course, a lot of women's groups yesterday, the National Organization for Women, Planned Parenthood, Emily's List, all went on the attack yesterday. And one of the criticisms that I've read too of Judge Barrett is, of course, of her faith. One thing evidently, they have a fairly traditional family. And she was critical because, they were critical of her because of she believes that her husband is head of the household, I guess.
I didn't see that report, but, I think when Democrats are criticizing someone because they're a Christian, I think that's perfect timing for the election in November. I think there's a lot of Catholics out there that are Catholic and that they see no problem with that. And if people are going to allege that there's something wrong with Judge Barrett being Catholic, they're reaching. That's very clear because there's not much to go on.
Well, and you know that they're reaching when even the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, she was pretty clear over the weekend that they should her Catholic religion, that should be off limits, that they shouldn't be critical of that. All right, and speaking of Nancy Pelosi, yesterday Democrats unveiled a pared-down HEROES Act. It's $1.2 trillion less than the original bill that the House Democrats passed back in the spring. Does it go anywhere? Do you think you guys are going to be able to do anything with this before you guys leave town?
I haven't looked at the fine print, but I have a feeling that it's still about $1 trillion off of where the Republicans are in the Senate. If Leader McConnell is $1 trillion away from agreement, I don't think people appreciate. We throw $1 trillion around a lot, and it's a really big number. So
it is.
I don't know if this is going to get across the finish line. I think if it's closer to 1.2, 1.5, somewhere in there, I think that we can find some common agreement, but if it's at 2.5 or if it's over 2, it's just there's a lot of space between those numbers.
Yep. It's going to be interesting to watch because, that there are parts of this package that are probably needed. It's my understanding, if you don't get it done this week, then it's pretty much not going to be done before the election. Is that true?
So we are here in session this week. We're supposed to be here until Friday. So, again, I'm not entirely confident that we'll get something done before we leave. The House can be called back anytime. So if there is an agreement, you know, the speaker will bring us back. The Republicans will actually come back in person, and the Democrats will vote by proxy because
we changed
the rules to allow that. But the Republican leader has told us that it is his belief, and it is my belief as well, that it's not legal. So we do not participate in such shenanigans. But all that said, I mean, anything's possible. I just think there's a lot of space between the numbers, and we got to get some agreement on some of the big ticket items. I know that the speaker is very passionate about writing a very large check to state and local governments. But, you know, whatever has gotten them in their fiscal situation unrelated to COVID should not be on the table. And she seems to want to address those financial shortcomings. I want to help people that are adversely affected because of COVID. You know, the businesses that are most harshly affected, whether it's tourism, hotels, restaurants, you know, we got to help people that need help, and we don't need to write this massive check to everybody that oftentimes doesn't need help. A lot of people got relief that had zero income disruption, and we just don't have the money. I mean, you know, we're going to be $30 trillion in debt probably next year. People don't even realize that the PPP loan that is going to be forgiven, so it's not really a loan, is not even on our balance sheet yet. So there's another almost $1 trillion. So, you know, it's getting out of control, and debt is our number one national security threat, and we need to start getting serious. We got to help people that need help, but we can't be writing huge checks to people that don't need it.
Yeah. Well, and I agree with you. On our guest line this morning, Congressman William Timmons, our Tuesday with Timmons, you know, those who need help, then I'm all about it. I'm you know, we need to step up and do what they give them what is needed. But at the same time, I mean, you know, as I understand it, the reports are that they want to the speaker's plan would restore the additional $600 unemployment payments. Now, if someone needs benefits, I'm all for it. But again, I don't want to get back to paying somebody more than they were making prior to losing their job.
We need to help people get back to work in a safe manner. And, you know, I just think this next package needs to be very tailored to accomplish that objective, to get the economy going again in a safe manner. So, you know, I hope that we can come to an agreement. I've talked to hundreds of constituents that are either out of work or that have businesses that are suffering. And I have made my thoughts known to our leadership and to my friends across the aisle. A lot of people want to get something done, but unfortunately the politics of this election, if the president's able to put another notch in his belt and get a win here, you know, they view it as adverse to their ability to retain the House, take the Senate, and you know, potentially win the White House. So it's all political. It shouldn't be that way. We have people's lives literally hanging in the balance, and it's Washington at its finest, right?
That's for sure. All right. So tonight is the big debate, the round one of three debates that President Trump will face off with Joe Biden. You know, there's been a lot of discussion headed into tonight. The president, of course, asking Joe Biden to do a drug test. Biden says absolutely not going to be a part of that. Reports are that Joe Biden, over the past several weeks, rather than being out at campaign events, he's been preparing. He's been simulating what tonight may look like. You got any early predictions on what we're going to see tonight?
At the very least, it will be the most watched debate in the history of debates. I'm looking forward to it. It is going to be very interesting to see. Obviously, the president's going to try to get Joe Biden off script, because it seems that if he's not reading his response, he's not as good at formulating thoughts. So it'll be very interesting to see, you know, with everybody watching, the stress of that, whether Vice President Biden can rise to the occasion. It'll be interesting. I can't wait. I know you can't either.
It's going to be an interesting evening. My biggest decision is what kind of popcorn I'm going to have available to eat. So it'll be fun to watch, and of course a very important evening for the American people as well. Congressman Timmons, it's always good to check in with you. Be safe out there, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Great to be with you. Look forward to it. Have a great week.
All right, you too.